Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hello, America, and good day to our friends. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Deb Calvert back on the show. Deb is a certified executive sales and sales coach. She's a certified master of leadership challenge of the Leadership Challenge. She is the author of Discover Questions that get you connected, and for professional sellers. She's also got a new book out that we're going to talk about today, and she's our good friend Deb Calvert. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, it is always really a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
So the new book's coming out. It's available when?
March 5th, but it's available right now for pre-order for anybody
right.
that wants to get those lower prices. Come on in.
Stop selling and start leading, right?
Yes.
All right. So tell us about
and
it. Go ahead.
Mike, I wanted to let you know about my co-authors, Jim Kouzis and Barry Posner, because I know a lot of your audience are familiar
right.
with those two,
right.
Leadership gurus.
Right.
So the book's on all the retail sites.
All right. So check that out, folks. Stop selling and start leading. So what do you mean by that? Stop selling and start leading. What does that mean?
Well, it's about behaviors. We certainly don't mean stop making sales, but we do mean put aside those stereotypical sales behaviors, the ones that buyers resist anyway and that don't feel comfortable for us when we're exhibiting them, and instead replace them with an evidence-based framework of leadership. This is all based on research. Choose leadership behaviors because they feel better and buyers respond to them much better than they do sales behaviors.
Right, right. So, well, that's exactly right. And today, people want there'll always need to be salespeople, and people will always need to be helped with to some level with their purchases. But they need different kinds of help. They not only need kind of less help today than they did before because of the availability of information, but they need help in a different way. And if you're not paying attention to what those new expectations are, you're basically going to become irrelevant, aren't you?
Absolutely. We have AI, lots of good tools where people can buy things online and there aren't humans involved. We've got all of the review sites, and so people are hearing about your product and studying up on your product and on your company before they ever connect with you. So they want something different from a salesperson. They don't want a salesperson who's a walking brochure or an order taker. They need something else.
Well, that's exactly right. And you know, this is one of the things that I've tried to help people who are especially, well, even B2B, B2C, doesn't matter, consumers or businesses. If a person walks into your store and you act like they know nothing right off the bat, they're probably going to get annoyed with you because you're wasting their time. If you
Absolutely.
Actually get in to see a business customer, a business prospect, you're actually able to get through the door, through the, what I call the relevance firewall, and talk to them, then if you start out with, you know, with this is a football, then you're going to annoy them and they're going to think you're wasting their time. You have to find out, don't you, Deb, isn't the first thing to do is find out where they are in their journey of understanding. Tell me what you know. What have you learned about what you're seeking, what you're wanting to buy? What do you know about it? So I can
yeah.
make sure, and I would actually say to them, so I can make sure that I help you and I don't waste your time.
You're right on target. So we did this research with buyers, and the number one out of 30 behaviors they want to see more frequently, the number one behavior is a direct fit with what you just said, the relevance firewall. They do want us to align with where they are, and the number one behavior is they want us to answer their questions in a timely and relevant way.
Mm-hmm.
What often happens is that they walk into a store or they take a meeting with a salesperson, and they ask a question, but we don't want to answer it. We want to make sure we give our whole spiel
mm-hmm.
first, and we are irrelevant. We have ignored them. We have not dignified where they are. They're giving us a clue. They're telling us something. We should ask if they don't, but oftentimes they will ask. And even if they ask, hey, how much is this, which is that question that we dread, that tells us where they are. that tells us that they have done some other things, because nobody's interested in price unless they're interested in what you have to sell.
Well, you know, years ago, decades ago, you would never say to a person, tell me what you've learned so far. Today, I think it's an appropriate thing to ask people. You know, if they say, I'm interested in this particular thing here. Oh, okay, fine. I can help you with that. Tell me what you know about it. You know, I would ask those kinds of questions. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come back and talk with Deb Calvert some more. The new book is called Stop Selling and Start Leading. Quick break, 2010. Stay with us. Does anybody really
know what time it is? Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.